with P92.1's Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
Ah, weddings. Such a happy, happy occasion filled with stress and the occasional disaster. Maddie, you were just recently at a wedding.
Yeah, I was in the wedding.
You were in the wedding.
It wasn't my wedding.
No.
But I was in the wedding.
Right.
Clarifications.
How did that go for you?
Honestly, better than I thought it was going to be.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
When the ceremony was going on, they had a preacher and he was doing his verse.
Preacher stuff.
You know, I don't know. I don't know how that part works. That's all in your department.
Yeah, but, that's my problem. Yeah.
But his message to the bride and groom was to do everything with Jesus.
Okay.
Even jump in the sack with Jesus.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's a terrible thing to say.
He like slipped it in too. You know, he was like, oh, you know, if you're having troubled times, you know, you can always fall back on Jesus. And you know what? Even in the sack, you can fall back on Jesus.
Okay.
And everybody stopped and like looked at each other like, did we all just hear that? Did we all just?
Wow.
If one person is definitely not on the guest list in that situation, I'd put Jesus at the top of that one. I don't think I really want him involved. That would be very difficult. Now, I've run into a couple of things, a couple of problems. There was one that comes to mind. While I was doing a ceremony, we heard a little bit of shouting coming from the parking lot. And it turns out it was a very, very drunk ex-girlfriend of the groom's.
No way! You didn't tell me this!
I've never told you this!
No!
Oh my gosh, I've told this to other people. Okay, so it was pretty faint, but you could hear, I still love you!
Stop
like,
it!
It was really bad.
No!
And so the father, the father of the groom stands up and is like, I'll take care of it. So he goes out to the parking lot, and I'm trying my best not to...
Draw attention to it,
but it's very difficult because everybody wants to know what she's crying about.
Yeah.
But he's like...
It's more interesting than the wedding that they paid for.
He was like, it's over, Cindy. You've got to move on. You're not invited to the wedding. You know, that kind of a thing. There were other times. Oh, the worst one.
The worst one?
So I did this ceremony, and the parents were both there, of both the bride and groom. They were not thrilled.
Both sets of parents
were like, this is a bad idea. So I do the whole thing, and I do my job, and it's nice and happy. You may now kiss the bride. And I step aside. They kiss. Crickets.
Aww.
Nobody clapped.
Aww.
That's so sad.
And so I was like, oh, my gosh, maybe they're just super conservative. I said, you can clap. And they looked at me and just shook their heads in silence, like, mm-mm.
You were the wooer?
I was the lone wooer. And I was
like, oh my gosh,
this really sucks. Like, the tension was so thick, I had to get out of there. Going to the text line, we got this one that's quite interesting. We got married in the St. George Temple. My husband wasn't feeling well through the ceremony, but as soon as we walked out the doors, my husband threw up all over my dress.
Oh!
Nice. That's solid.
I had to change into a plain white temple dress for the whole reception. So she was just in a plain white dress for the rest of the thing.
Does that kind of say something about their marriage?
I hope not.
He's sick to his stomach.
It means
he's nervous and excited. How about that?
What it means is that it's really hot in St. George and don't eat a bunch of crab cakes before you get married.
That's also a good point. That
there's just right there. We are looking for your cringy and interesting wedding stories. 435-635-2921. And always remember, everybody, get in the sack with Jesus. Nope, see, can't make it.
Nope.
Does not sound right.
Let it roll! You're listening to The Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
I wake up to him every day.
On today's hit music, B92.1. We're back with B92.1's Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
Getting married. It's usually the happiest day of your life. Sometimes things can go a little bit wrong. And so we've been talking about that this morning. I've seen a few things as a wedding officiant, but we also wanted to ask you, the listening audience, what have you seen and what are your stories? So we got a few text messages here. Let's just dive right in, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Head
first.
No one turned up to the reception except for me and my husband.
What?
There was about 8 people in total, and the couple had went all out for the reception.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Ouch.
How do you do that, though? Because you were just at the ceremony, and then, like,
Or maybe the reception, maybe the ceremony was somewhere else. Maybe it was at the temple.
I know, that's
maybe
what I was
going
to say.
Else.
Like, and then you go to the next one and they just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what? And you and I got married over a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
And I was deathly afraid that no one would show up because we kept getting phone calls of people saying, send my regards, but
I'll
we're
out.
Going out
yeah.
of town.
Yeah.
And But it ended up fine.
But yeah, no one at the reception but you and like, there's tons Aww. Of food. Oh, that's rough. When we got married, my husband's mother showed up in a white dress. She played dumb, but she totally knew what she was
doing.
No,
they know what yeah. they're doing. They know.
She knew. She totally knew what she was doing.
I'm so going to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
This one comes to us from Chris in Tokerville. He says, at the reception, the bride tossed the bouquet. A girl caught the flowers, and her boyfriend literally, without a word, got in the car and drove away.
Wow! I didn't hear.
Okay, wait. Was he going to get a ring?
Oh, I doubt it.
Probably not.
I doubt it. Just stand up silently, get in the car, and like, this
sad.
Is not going to happen at
See,
all.
See, I've never wanted to catch the bouquet. I wasn't, like, it wasn't a big
sure.
thing for me.
Yeah.
And so this last wedding I was at, someone, like, dived for it.
Oh, sure.
I didn't like, I think my friend tried throwing it at me, and mm-hmm. I just was like, no, man, this isn't me.
Now, I've seen both. I've seen receptions where the girls are, like, beating each other up for the
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Which tells you way more about them than it does anything else.
Right,
where
yeah.
you're just like, oh, dear. And then there's the other ones where I've seen all of the girls scatter.
Yeah, I've been at one of those, too.
That's really...
nobody are, goes for it.
Those are yeah. more common.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Hashtag
Everybody's
2021.
In a group, and then all of a sudden, whoo!
Yep, exactly right. Let's see here. Wedding DJ here. Last year, we had two groomsmen arrested at the wedding reception for outstanding warrants.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Well, when you know that they're going to be there.
I guess. Wait,
I mean, you
groomsmen,
wait till,
too.
Yeah, wait till after.
After the ceremony, but at the reception. So this is a reception. Yeah, it says wedding reception, so.
I mean, you'll never
still.
Forget that wedding, you know?
Yeah.
What do you do as the DJ, though? You're just like, all right, and the next song is the Cha-Cha Slide. Woo!
And the next
no,
is Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah.
Someone apparently thought it would be good to have the dog be the ring bearer.
Yeah.
Dog took a dump during the ceremony and ran away with the ring.
Nice.
I've actually seen that. A wedding that I did. Mm-hmm. The dog just popped a squat in front of everybody and
oh,
boom.
Why not?
Yep. There you go. There's a couple of things that happens there. Now, here's one from my personal experience. Mm-hmm. I just was remember this one. A pretty progressive couple, they didn't want me to use the words husband, wife, or married.
Okay.
So it was kind of like playing a game of categories or something where you have to avoid certain words in order to do the whole thing. But it went off okay.
So what did you say?
I think I called them forever partners or something better than that.
Okay.
But it was really hard. It was really,
well,
really
yeah.
hard to
yeah.
write that one.
Huh.
Another time. This is from me. I just remembered this one. I was doing a ceremony for a couple, mm-hmm. and they had been dating for probably a month. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Utah, guys.
Yeah.
So I had said their middle names while I was doing the ceremony.
Yeah.
And both of them looked at each other and raised their eyebrows like, oh, so that's your middle name.
Oh, that's sad.
And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Do you normally say the middle name?
No. Ever since that time, I stopped.
Wake up in the morning. You're listening to
The Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
Today's music.
B92.1.